Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us here on the show, he wrote a great preview piece for FoxSports.com on the NBA Finals. He's an excellent basketball analyst, both college basketball and the NBA. Love having him here on the show. Broadcaster and reporter on Fox. Joining us this morning on the program is John Fanta. John, good to have you back on the show. Good morning.
DA, gravy all the way for me. That's my vote.
You like gravy boys, huh?
Absolutely. I'm all in on that. That is a perfect name.
All in on the gravy boys. I love it. Hey, so did you think that game two, did you think that game was more of the Heat snatching the win away or Michael Malone's gripe that the Nuggets went to sleep?
I think that's Miami. I frankly think that if you're Michael Malone, I understood why he said what he said after the game, because he's trying to fire his group up. I get it. You're being a coach. You're playing that card. But I got to tell you, DA, that if you were surprised by Sunday night's results, the only thing you should have been surprised by was that Denver lost at home and lost the game. Denver hadn't lost a home game in 66 nights. They were 43-7 inside Ball Arena before Sunday night. 43 wins out of 50 home games this year. But to me, Sunday night was about Miami. And enough is enough with these takes that what a story. And, oh, you know, this is amazing what they're doing. How are they doing it? How are they doing it? Okay, they're doing it with the best coach in the NBA, one of the 10 best coaches in NBA history. And if he wins this, it's going to be one of the best five. And oh, by the way, he's not even that old. He's got a lot of time left in his career. Eric Spoelstra's only 52 years young. And they're doing it with the guy who's clearly been the best closer in this NBA postseason. Now, did we think that shooting over 40%, well over 40% from three against the Bucks and the Celtics, did we think that when they did that against Milwaukee that was sustainable? I'm not saying that. But it's disrespectful to Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. It's disrespectful to Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. And it's disrespectful to Giannis. We should have known then, when they beat the best team in the East all season, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, that this Heat team, they're not some sort of random surprise. You don't just beat Milwaukee like they beat them like a drum. So for me, Sunday night was about Miami, and whereas a lot of people are like, well, the Nuggets should still win this series, or I still lean with Denver. I got to tell you, DA, I lean Miami. I lean Miami because every time I haven't, they've proved me wrong.
Oh, boy, there's a lot to pick apart there. I love this. John Fanta from Fox Sports joins us. You think Spoelstra already is a top 10 coach in NBA history?
I do. Look, the NBA published a list. The league literally published a list a couple of years ago when they celebrated 75 years, and Spo was top 15. He was on that list. He was in the top 15 already. So now you're talking about a guy who is appearing in his sixth NBA Finals since 2011, that already is fourth most all-time. Your top three are Phil Jackson with 13, Red Auerbeck with 11, and Pat Riley, of course, with 9. For me, he is. I know some people may scoff at that or may think about it, but if you look at the list a couple years ago that the NBA published, or if we start to go down the line and look at coaches, you've got to have talent. Like, to the person who says, well, you know, LeBron James in his prime helped that. Okay, great. Well, ask Steve Kerr how he's had so much success in his career, and he'll tell you he's had a player who changed basketball generationally. Not to take anything away from Steve Kerr. It's just you got to have high-level talent to win. What he's done in making the NBA Finals with this team, and if he can win this championship, I mean, we are talking about as great of a run to a title as we've ever seen in the NBA. Really, that's the kind of superlative we're talking about. And if you say, well, it's the Nuggets were the one seed in the West. The Western Conference was stacked. The Nuggets have a two-time MVP who doesn't get enough respect. And they have a guard in Jamal Murray who's been fantastic and a team that has been unstoppable. So, yes, I will die on the hill. Eric Spoelstra is already a top 10 coach in NBA history.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so you are all in on the Heat. You say this is more about the Heat. You're leading Heat to win this series. So how do we explain the regular season?
Well, we explain it with it's diminished in value even more than we thought it did. Even more than we thought it did. And that if you just get a ticket to even the play-in. Because you know what's amazing about this? Yeah, I was thinking about this. I thought about this a couple times. Miami lost their first play-in tournament game.
They should have beat the Celtics in the first round of the 2-7.
Yes, exactly. They lost to Atlanta, right? They lost their first playing game and had to just win a game just to make it to this point, and they did. But, yeah, the NBA has a regular season issue. They do. I honestly don't know how you figure it out. But, you know, everybody seems to complain 82 games, such a long season. Well, you're telling me there wouldn't be some load management if it was 60 to 65? You know, I'm just saying, let's be real here. The league has an issue. They've got a problem. They're going to try this in-season tournament. We'll see how that works. But I don't know what exactly you do, but it's clearly identifiable. How do we explain the regular season? You explain it by simply stating it just doesn't really matter.
So that, in other words, the Heat were kind of going through the motions, that they were far better than they showed in the regular season but just didn't take it seriously.
Totally. And Eric Spoelstra had a really interesting quote, and this is in the column that you talked about, because he was asked about his team's three-point shooting. And I think the most amazing statistic when you look at Miami's three-point shooting, and I don't take credit for this, colleague, a reporter, Ben Rohrbach, who does work over at Yahoo, put together this stat, and I can't stop reading it. In 2017, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson made 151 of their 364 three-point attempts, 42%, okay? And that's arguably the greatest team in NBA history, da-da-da-da-da. In this postseason, Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson have made 135 out of 314 threes. Vincent, Martin, and Robinson are on pace to surpass that Warriors trio for 3.3%.
What percent would that be?
They're at 43.
Unreal.
Curry, Durant, and Thompson in the 2017 postseason were at just over 41.
Who needs the Splash Brothers?
Yeah, who needs them? I mean, they're old news now.
Yeah.
They're old news. I'll take Vincent and Martin any day of the week. And that's the most, right? I mean, that is the literal surprising thing. Now, I could dish out the bold take that I also have, and that is that I kind of don't think Tyler Hero should come back.
Really?
I understand him coming back, and I understand him playing. But does any part of you, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, oh, these guys, like, who are you taking off the floor right now? Who are you taking minutes away from on this team that has literally found this perfect equation to be in any game. Because, D.A., if they're in any game, I'm not saying Hero ruins this, but if they're in any game, you're taking them. That's the other reason why I'm buying Miami. If the game is close late, Miami's fourth quarter point differential in the postseason is plus 90. Plus 90. They have literally found the perfect equation, especially late in games, to win, to finish. And it's more than just Butler. You know, it's the confidence of Gabe Vincent to hit a clutch three. It's Duncan Robinson going on his personal 8 or 10 point run like he did in game two. So I don't know if Tyler Hero coming back to Miami is the best thing. I worry about him shuffling the deck a little bit too much. It's nothing against him, the player. It's more about they've become conditioned to who they are. If it ain't broke, don't go fixing it.
John Fanta, Fox Sports, crushing it as always. God, I love having you on the show. Hey, before I let you go, you're huge on college basketball. You're all over Fox Sports' college basketball coverage. And I was talking earlier this morning about the Big 12's potential move of adding Gonzaga and UConn as basketball-only schools. Do you think it makes sense for one or either to leave the conferences they're at to go to the Big 12, considering how much success they've had in their respective conferences?
So I think it makes sense for Gonzaga at this point. I think that their basketball is in a conundrum where the level that they've been performing on, the amount of wins they've poured together in the non-conference where they've challenged themselves, it doesn't reflect it the same when they get to conference play. And now for years, it's been the take that they're just not, you know, that they're just not getting tested to the same degree. To me, that's a no-brainer. If UConn joins the Big 12, it's going to be for all sports, in my humble opinion. In fact, I'd be downright shocked if it's not. You're not going to just be a basketball-only member. Because for UConn basketball, it doesn't make any sense to go in the Big 12. Why would it make any sense for UConn, only in basketball, to change conferences? They have their regional rivalries in the Big East. They have New York City. They have Madison Square Garden. They literally, their fan base takes over the world's most famous arena for a week in March now at the Big East tournament. Their fan base has more presence than any other. UConn is not going to the Big 12 for basketball only. I don't even think behind the real closed doors that that's even being discussed. If UConn's moving to the Big 12, it's going to be in all sports. And make no mistake about it, if UConn's going to the Big 12, it ain't for basketball. They'll tell you that it elevates all their sports. This is Jim Mora winning 6 games and going to a Myrtle Beach Bowl in year one and showing there still could be value to Connecticut football. Yeah, it sounds crazy. I know. You might roll your eyes at 6 wins. But football is king, and if Connecticut's moving anywhere, it's because of Pigskin.
Which to me would be such a sin, because I was at the Big East tournament this year as well, and I'm a Syracuse grad that grew up on the old Big East tournament, and Syracuse has been without that for a decade now, and UConn finally found that again, and it's okay to punt on football. You don't need football just because, as you said, everybody considers it king. I know it's a revenue stream, but when those fans show up at Madison Square Garden and have those rivalries with Providence and St. John's, and the list goes on and on and on, that means something. If they join the Big 12 just so that they can get better bowl games, but now you've got to pretend like TCU, West Virginia, and, you know, or Oklahoma State matter, I think it's a problem. Don't you think leaving the nest, which is the beauty of the Big East, would be a mistake, even if it was for football too?
It would be a mistake. It would be a mistake. Their identity is back. They won a national championship in April. Do we think they're winning that championship if they're in the American? I can tell you right now, D.A., talking with coaches before games, when calling games, there's two coaches in the last 2 years who have literally looked at myself and my partner on the TV side, Donnie Marshall, who played at Connecticut, had an NBA career. It's been a lot of TV work over the years. We've been in the room, and those coaches have said to both of us, man, when UConn was in the American, I shot 70-80% when it came to head-to-head recruiting. He goes, they've come back to the Big East. I'm over. vote for Tech. I can't get even one. So you claimed a couple of years ago that basketball was your thing again, and that, you know, when you drive to stores, when you take the Merit and you get out to stores in that farmland and you're driving around and you're wondering, how is this the basketball capital of the world? There's signage all over that says that they're the basketball capital of the world. Competitively, we're not suggesting that UConn basketball can't compete in the Big 12. But that's not the suggestion at all. But from the standpoint of identity, from the standpoint, at what point does identity matter? And it should, because you just climbed the mountaintop in your sport. You won the national championship, and so much of that had to do with you coming back to the Big East and reestablishing yourself on the hierarchy, reestablishing yourself on the throne. If they move to the Big 12, all of that goes away. And I want to sit here and say that identity still matters, and that to me, you know, UConn should stay in the Big East, because I really think that it's a perfect marriage. And it was called the perfect marriage when they came back. But to now use this league as a potential bounce back and go in the Big 12, well, this week has told us one thing, and the last 24 hours have definitely told us this. Follow the money.
Always follow the money, which is how we got John Fanta here. We pay well here on the DA Show for our guest, John Fanta. Check out his column on the NBA Finals at foxsports.com. He's a great follow on Twitter as well, because he's all over the NBA Finals. He's all over college basketball as well, at John Fanta. And he's got great takes. I love this dude. I love having him on the show. John, you always bring it. I always appreciate the energy and the opinion very much, man. Keep up the great work, and thanks so much.
DA, Gravy Boys, have a great day.
Okay. The Gravy Boys. Pete the Body Bellotti and Pat Boyle's rap duo name.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.